In Simon Zion in Perek Aleph, it tells a story of Eliyahu Navi, and there's many stories in Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. So he says, Eliyahu Navi recalls that he was once walking in a certain town, and there was very chash of a nobleman there. And he saw me, and he grabbed me, and he brought me into the Beis HaMelech. And in the Beis HaMelech, I saw that there was many beds which were made of gold and silver, like the house of Achashverosh. And when I came in there, and I looked at it, I said, Kel Nakama Sashem, Kel Nakama Sefia. Right? We could just stop here, really. It's how a person who looks at this world, and he sees... Imagine if a person goes into, he has the schus to go into Chveis, you know, the Queen of England, to the White House, whatever it is. A person can go and it's like a museum. It's like he goes there and he's like, oh, look at this, look at that, look at this. There's a perspective of a tzaddik that when he looks and he sees things, he just bemoans the Chorban Bezmeh. He says, oh, what a Chil Hashem this is, what a Chil Hashem this is. It's a Chil Hashem, it's a Chil Hashem. He looks at it and he says, Kel Nakamas Hashem, this is only temporary. It's going to make the world the way it's supposed to be. Boy Elai Chaver Echad V'Amrli. So he says, a Chacham from the Umas HaOlam came over to me and he said to me, Seifer Ata, are you a Seifer? The Farshim say, he wasn't asking if it was a Seifer. Like a Seifer is also a word in Chazal for a Talmud Chacham. Are you a Talmud Chacham? So he said, yeah, Amarti Lein Mashahu. And he asked somebody, if they speak Hebrew, they said, Ktzat, right? So somebody asked, are you a Talmud Chacham? He said, Ktzat. I know a little bit Talmud Chacham. That's Eliyahu Navi. Omer Li, so he said to me, Im Taimer Li Davar Shani Shal Mimcha, Lech L'Shalem. He says, if you answer me this question properly, I'll let you go. It sounds like he was imprisoned. They would have done something terrible to him. I don't know exactly what. So Amarti Lein Emor, okay, so he said, go ahead, shoot. Amrli, Elokim Dayan Emesu. He says, God is a truthful God. Remember, this is the Chacham of Umas HaOlam talking. And this is all recorded. Listen to how many lines this goes on. It's very interesting. Elokim Kadosh Tzadik Chassid Ve'emesu L'Oyim Yalamim. Umakir B'Roish Ma'yi B'Saif. He knows everything that will happen. Magmi Reishis Achris. Mikedem Asher Le'Nasa. There was nothing before him. There's nothing which will be after him. He sees only for the good. He doesn't see anything for the bad. He's an usher V'Sameach B'Chelko. There's nobody as wise as him. It's all brought down in Tanav Yaliyah. It's quoting the Chacham from the Musa Elam is saying that. V'Acher Kach Bara Adam. Then he made man. And he brought him into this world. And after all these great virtues of this God, he brought man into the world. V'loibro, and the only reason why he created him was Almanas She'avdenu B'leib Shalem, that he should serve him with the whole heart. This is all recorded. This must be, Elio wants us to notice this. V'lim tzikai rasruach mimenu mitoldois v'achvat tzikodos. And to give him nachas. Kevin Shepar of Arava. And then man started to multiply. Ze'oi v'lacham olivana, this one started to worship Avodah Zarah, the sun and the moon, and this one started to worship the Eitz and the Evan. And every day which went by, Mischaib and Belaya, they were more and more and lower and lower. If Hashem is looking at this world every single day, doesn't he ask himself the question, why do I need this? Why am I putting up with this? I give them neshamas, I'm providing for them every single day. So this is what Hashem says the Chacham. Harei hein chashuvim kivehem u'chachaya. He says it must be that Hashem says to himself, okay, so they're not menschlich, they're like animals. Ukshar shkatzim r'mashim baruch kodesh baruch hu'olam. And they're like all the other animals that Hashem created. So he doesn't have any expectation that should be any more than an animal. Hashem settles with that. Miyan iskar radaitai v'machal oisam. And that pacifies Hashem, and it cools his anger kivyachol that he doesn't wipe them out. This was the, I don't know if Eliyahu Navi agrees with that per se, but this was this guy's evaluation of the matzav of the world. That wasn't his question though. But this is what he says. Halamanata, I see from here, the only reason why Hashem created animals was so that when Hashem gets all worked up about the matzav of Bnei Adam in this world, he looks at the animals, and when he looks at the animals, it comforts him, and he says, okay, man is like an Adam. Man is like a behemoth. He settles with that. And this is where he goes off track. Amrli, so he says to Eli Hanavi, Atem oimim eish ena eleya. You're telling me that God is not a fire? Why does it say in the Torah, though, eish tami tugul al mizbeach le'sichpe? That there always has to be a fire on the mizbeach. If Hashem is not a fire, why is he makbid that it should always be on the mizbeach? This is the kasha he posed to Eli Hanavi, which is going to determine, for some reason, whether he lets him out or not. Amariti le'bini, I said to him, my son. Eli Hanavi talks, every time he speaks to somebody in this sefer, he calls him bini. It's an expression of love. He's a guy. When our forefathers stood at Har Sinai to receive the Torah, they didn't see any vision of any human qualities, nor nothing similar to any one of Hashem's creations, not even in neshama. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, "V'nishmartim ma'odin asheisechem ki lo yireisim kol tzmuna." We were shown nothing by Har Sinai. Ela elekim echad hu elekeho elekim vadoni hadoinim shemalchusu kayemes v'shamayim v'aretz bishmi Hashemayim elyoinim vatem oimim eish elayhal. And you're going to tell me, says Eli Hanavi to this guy, that God is a fire? God is a fire. Eino ela shevet. I'll tell you why that there's a fire in the mizbeach, because it's like a shevet. It's like a staff. That Hashem puts that staff there on the ground to serve as a reminder for Bnei Adam. So the Mefarshim types here, what does it mean as a staff, as a shevet? So he says, the Shuas Yaakov types, based on Rabbeinu Bachai, that it's a remez to the Eish of Gehenim. That a Jew, that he comes to the Mizbeach, he should see the fire in the Mizbeach, and it should remind him that it should walk in the Derech Hashem. Mashal Madavet, what is it can be compared to? La Melech Shanato Lasaretsu at Slabasek Besa. Like a Melech that he took his whip and he put it in his house. Va'amalaham Lavada Vulavana Livne Besa, and he told those, the people in his home, Bizuani Makiaschem or Bizuani Harigeschem. This is what I use when I want to hurt you or to kill you. Kadeshiachzu Behem, Yasu Chuba, so that they should do Chuba. Vimle Chazu Behem, and if they don't, he's Makat them and he's Harig them. L'kach nemar eish tamituka. That's why the eish should always be there. Ki ba eish Hashem nishbat, because Hashem exacts mishbat using eish, but not that he is eish. Yochel tamalaymar ki Hashem alokecha eish oichlehu. And if you'll ask me, doesn't it say in pasuk Hashem alokecha eish oichlehu? Isn't Hashem called eish? He says that's not a kasha. He says mashma al demedayme that there was a melech who had avadim and banim noigim shalak kashura. He said to his sons and to his avadim and debaisai, "Doivani aleichem, arine aleichem. I'm like a lion to you. I'm like a bear to you." As if to say that not that Hashem is a fire. It's just that sometimes when Hashem exacts judgment, he'll say about himself, "I am a fire," because he's acting in a way of fire, but not that he himself is fire. This reminds me of what I once heard. I've heard this many times from. It's not so common in nowadays, but there's some people older than me here, so you may have known people like this, or you may have done this yourself. It says that I've heard from a few people that their fathers, you know, when they were growing up, it was a stricter culture, you know, back then, and so whenever a father would you know, in order to make aima over his children. So he didn't need to do anything. All he needed to do was to point up to the, you know, point to his belt or to point over there. And then as soon as he pointed, you know, you knew exactly. You know what I'm talking about, Mati? That's it. He didn't need to say anything. All you had to do is show. You just show the belt or the point over there, and then that was it. That was it. So the Eish on the Mizbeach, according to the way Elianim is explaining it, is saying to him that that's the reason for the Eish. The Eish is so that a Jew should know. A Jew needs to know that there's a din v'cheshbon. Of course, we could talk from today to tomorrow about the ava that Hashem has. But a Jew needs to know that these things are very real. That a person does mitzvahs and he does aveiros. So we don't talk that way commonly. This is the way that he answered him. I mentioned this morning, though, that many times that a tzaddik, when he gives answers to questions, so he gives answers to questions according to the madrig of the person who he's speaking to. And of course, if Eli Hanavi here is speaking to to a guy, to a chacham, to give him an answer which is befitting for a chacham, for the Ummah Sa'ilam. Because you can't speak to a guy in terms of dveikis and the higher things. They don't hear things like that. To a guy, this is the language that they speak. But the emes is that the Farshim, the Tzaddikim, they explain that the inyan of this Eish and the Mizbeach is much more than that. Avada Avada, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not Eish. He's not Eish. But like we said before, that what the implication of what Eish means and the simon of what Eish means is that Kodesh Baruch Hu says that if you want to know, if you want to be dubbik to me, you want to know a simon of your dveikus, what you have to me, the quality of Eish inside of a person is a simon to him as to how much dveikus he has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazal say that a person has a mitzvah dveikus. So Chazal say, is it possible to be dovek to Hashem v'loichi eish oich lehu? Is not Hashem an eish? Like by the sneh, yeah? But the emes is no, Hashem is not an eish which consumes you. Hashem is not an eish which consumes. Hashem is an eish like the sneh, that he doesn't consume you. That it's possible to be on fire and not be burnt. And that goes back to what we just said before. Like the Nenei Melech says that tzaddikim are called srafim. They're called srafim. But the dveikus which they serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, gives them qualities on fire that they don't rest, that they have fire, koiches in serving Hashem, that their davening is on fire, and their learning is on fire, the malav malka is on fire, and Shabbos is on fire. That there's a fire, we're talking in Eish Kodesh, I guess it's appropriate. Right? That's what it means in Eish Kodesh. In Eish Kodesh means there's a holy fire. There's a fire inside of a person that when he does mitzvahs, and when he lives life, and he thinks about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he thinks about Avodah Hashem, there's something burning inside of him. That's what we're looking for in our Avodas Hashem. That we should be on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Torah Mitzvahs, which he does. And that's why he says here, when Hashem told Moshe, Shlach yadcha ve'achoz biznoivoy, I want you to take your hand and hold on to the staff, the end of the staff. Hashem was telling him in Eitza, Lecha yizu lehischabrim hatzadikim. Attach yourself to tzadikim. Because a tzadik is on fire. And when a person attaches himself to a tzadik who's on fire, it makes him also on fire. But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for an Eish to Kedusha in our Avodas Hashem. That's not the answer you could tell a guy. But if we could speak on behalf of Leinavi, if he was talking to a chever like this, he would say to them, that's not the reason why there's an Eish in the Mizbeach. The reason why there's an Eish in the Mizbeach, of course it's for that too, but it's also to teach a Jew that when he comes to Sefer Kodesh Baruch Hu, he comes to the Mizbeach, and we know Tefillah is B'makom Korbanos Teknu, that the Ikar is that it should be on fire. Hashem should help us that the tefillahs which we daven here and always, it should be on a holy fire to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and to be davening to Him, to the Shechinah Kodesh and the Tzaddikim, to the Eish, to the Kedusha, to the Yitzkoyal Tzedek, and to the Amen.